Let's talk. Talk. John Brown.
We're talking all things to do with Hacienda and the Spanish tax system, and here a little ray of sunshine in the gloom that is.
Hello.
Hello.
You know why it's raining?
Why is it raining?
Because we're going to talk about the UK budget.
Well,
a friend of mine's daughter. It doesn't rain in Spain. People in the UK don't know this. It's raining today because we're going to talk about it. That's why.
My friend Sofia, from my friend's daughter, she said, "Dear Giles, you know why we have the Uriotes? No way." She goes, "Fabricas chinas," because the Chinese factories put pollutants in the air and it causes global warming. And I said to my mate, "Listen, you better not let her go near any Chinese shops to get the hell," because she'll go, you know, "It's your fault that Spain is flooded," to some poor bewildered guys just trying to make a living. Yeah, I know. I'm all for teaching kids about global warming. Don't get me wrong, but let's not blame it on the Chinese shops.
You've just reminded me of something that I've heard about people from Gibraltar say. Uh-oh. when there's wind in Tarifa.
Yes, it comes from.
It comes from where do you think?
Did you see this? No. Sevilla.
From
the straits.
From the wind.
Turbines.
The
wind.
They produce the wind.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think that's from people of Tarifa.
Gibraltarians.
Gibraltarians say that. Good morning to all of us in Gibraltar. I just like to say the disclaimer that TRE has not. Anyway. How are you doing today, Kat?
Really good, really good.
Super. All right. Yes, it's been a couple of interesting days. But we were going to look at the Spanish tax system once more. If you want to have a question for Claudia, these are the numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
I did like, actually, talk about Gibraltar. I did like the fact, because we were both at the Sir in English 40th anniversary, weren't we?
We were.
And it was great to see Alistair. Morning, Alistair, by the way. And on all the team, looking very, very smart you were.
Thank you.
I was just my normal self. They were talking about Sir in English, and the Sir in English office used to be known as a Peñón, because it was like the rock. It was like the little English bit in the Diario Sur, which I thought was really funny. Yeah. Okay, so we are looking today. Should we have a quick look? Because, of course, they decided to throw... this is the problem with the British government. They know that we're on a Thursday, so the Chancellor decides to do a budget. And listeners, Claudia just asked me, does the British Treasury do a budget every Halloween? Well, yeah, probably.
Only when it's as bad as this one, yeah. I suppose.
Right, so let's have a look at some of the... I've got my funniest folder open. That was a thing, so that's quite... That's none, the, reaction then. What is it like at Spence Clark when something like this comes out? Did you all sort of scan as it goes live? Do you have a list to say... Because presumably you're going to be getting calls from clients saying, how does this affect...
Yeah, of course.
Alice is probably having a lie down in a dark...
We have a bell, you know?
You have those bells? Okay.
Yeah. And we have to ring the bell, yeah, when these things happen.
Right. So Javier has very kindly... Morning, Javier, as well. One of the best dressed men in Marbella, easily. Let's have a look.
The first one, which is the animation...
I love the title. UK... I'm looking at the Spence Clark website. UK budget. Time to relocate to Spain? Question mark.
Yeah, well, listeners, please read our article. It's really good. The first thing, complete elimination of the non-domiciled income tax regime.
Mm.
That is terrible. That is terrible. That has brought so many wealthy people into the UK. Well, they're all going to come to Spain, to Malta, to Italy, to Portugal. That's what they're going to do. I think the government in the UK is thinking in helping Spain now that they're out of the EU. I don't know. The second one, 20% VAT on private education. That is terrible.
Now, is that going to affect people who've got English, kids at English schools here? No, that's all for the UK.
But yeah. Imagine people who have to send their kids to private school because of some sort of deficiency or learning disabilities.
Yeah.
What about all those children? And this is going to be... And what are they really getting for it? I don't think it's going to bring them that amount of money that they think with this increase, really, in reality. And, well, the capital gains tax rises from 10 to 18 and the other from 20 to 24%. And
Okay.
Inheritance tax. This is terrible. This one is terrible. The inheritance, the pension fund assets before, if you pass them to your children, they were exempt. They've taken that out. And the allowance who has not been touched since the year 2009, which is £325,000, remains the same.
Right.
Nothing of improving that. And, well,
this is a sly way for governments to increase tax year on year. It's an underhand way that you're basically saying, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. So what does that mean? How does the UK now? Because it says, what about Spain? And it starts, in addition to its warm climate, welcoming culture, and significantly lower cost of living compared to its neighbouring country, Spain has warm and sunny tax advantages now, especially after this.
Yes, Spain looks very attractive after this. We have many good things to talk in this programme today about tax in Spain.
Okay. So we're looking. So should we have a look at? That was the horror bit of
that. That was a horror. Okay. Now the sunny part. Maybe now the sun will come out.
Right. Okay. So we're looking at the advantages today, aren't we, of Spain's tax system?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about the advantages of the Spanish tax system. So, you know, talk me. It's not about the tax. So it's not about the tax rated horror stories.
Okay, the one of the most important and most attractive one is private pensions. Private pensions in Spain are treated very, very favorably. And so, because you are not taxed on the entire drawdown.
Right.
You're only taxed on the income element of what you draw down. So let's say, in other words, when you draw down, you have put your own money at the initial when you invested in your pension, and you're drawing out also income. So Spain only tax you on the income element. And there's other advantages. If you purchase a lifetime annuity or a temporary annuity, you'll be taxed also on the income element according to the duration, if it's a temporary annuity, or depending on when you decide to withdraw the funds, if it's a lifetime annuity.
Just tell me again, because, you know, it's been a while. Annuities, what are they in simple terms?
It's a product that you buy and you invest some money, and then they compromise to pay you until you die. That's why it's called a lifetime annuity, a fixed amount.
Right.
Okay. So in numbers, let me give you figures, because I think it's going to be much, much better.
Right.
So for example, if you had a pension that you received €40,000 a year.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it was a strict normal pension, okay, a state pension or a work-related pension, the tax that you would pay on that would be €8,500.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If this was a private pension where you have invested the funds, and let's say that the growth of that pension has grown in the years in 50%, okay, the tax that you would end up paying is €2,800.
Okay, that's a difference.
Now, if you had purchased a lifetime annuity and you decided to receive it at the age of 65 years, the income tax law says that only 24% of it is taxable, then the tax payable would be €600.
€600.
€600.
On 40,000.
On 40,000.
So that's a hell of a difference from 8,500.
Yes. So private pensions are very good. And before coming to Spain, it is advisable that the transfer is done before you come to Spain. So it's advisable to get advice on this before you move to Spain.
Okay. So that idea of having a private pension scheme is very attractive. However, you're going to have to get the right documentation, because in Spain, if you forget one piece of documentation, it's like snakes and ladders. You have to go back to go. And this can be tedious. Is there any way to sort of avoid this but enjoy the advantages without having to do I'm doing the hard work.
Well, many, many financial advisors have already created products like Spanish compliant investments. There's the very famous Spanish compliant bond, which at the end is taxed identically to a private pension. So you only tax on the income element, not on the capital you invested.
Right.
And the good thing about this is that the person who manages, the insurance provider who handles it, will handle the tax calculation and will deduct the tax at source and report this tax already to the tax office.
Okay.
So this can reduce the likelihood of a tax inspection related to these investments. Okay, so yeah. This is a good alternative.
So, but you want to sort of do this before you become a tax resident of Spain? You want to get it all organized before? Okay. What else does the Spanish tax offer? I mean, we're being very positive if it's Halloween. But, you know, what are the good things?
Well, we've got, for example, if once you're over 65 years of age, mm-hmm. and you sell your home,
yeah.
there's no capital gains tax at all.
Right, okay, that's wonderful. But as I am now roaring up to the age of 65, what about me? It's all about me.
You're referring that you're supposed to be less than 65? Oh, I thought you were more.
No, it's just true.
This is a bad joke. It's Halloween.
Listen, I've been living. I get out in Puerto Bueno since I was 17. Trust me, I should have been older.
If you're below 65 years of age, yeah. If you reinvest the proceeds of the sale in another home,
yeah.
you'll find that it is also exempt.
Okay,
so you don't need to wait until 65. You just need to invest in another home.
So if I sell my main residence, and I go and I don't take the money out and go, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy a new place, even on a it doesn't matter. You can be downsizing as well. You don't have to be getting a bigger
place. Well, if you downsize, the application will be proportionally.
Okay.
Depending on what you reinvest.
Now, main residence. This has been a big thing in the UK. So what are the conditions for property in Spain to be considered?
Yes, because these two things that I've just mentioned is only applicable to your main home.
Yeah.
So the main home, in other words, is the property that you have lived in as a tax resident.
Right.
Okay. For the last 3 years before the sale. Now, it is important to mention, for example, for somebody who moves to Spain in September, that person would not be resident because he would have lived in Spain less than 6 months. So he would be non-resident. Although he purchased his property in September, the 3 year rule would start in when he becomes resident. So he became resident in January next year. It would start from that January.
So it doesn't matter when you come. So, but everybody starts on the 1st of January.
Yes, because in Spain, the tax year is a calendar year.
Right. Okay. What if the property isn't your main home because you haven't lived there 3 years, maybe you've been renting it out, or simply second home? Can you get out of paying capital gains tax in this case?
You could get away from paying capital gains tax as well. This does not only apply to properties, it can apply to any asset, including companies. So you would get away without paying capital gains tax if you reinvested the proceeds into one of these lifetime annuities that I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
The limit is 240,000 euros, and if you exceed, you would also apply the exemption proportionally. So it's also a good thing.
Okay.
And I forgot to mention.
She's waving her pen at me, listeners. Come on.
I forgot to mention for properties that are purchased before 1994, there's a reduction to the gain generated until 20 of January 2006. You could pay no capital gains tax at all.
Right.
Okay, if you purchase the property before the year 1986.
That's
I forgot to mention that's for properties because you have an exemption of 11.11% per year, which is also available.
That's the period known as Jurassic Marbella. So there's quite a good system of advantages for homeowners, but what about for those who want to invest in rental properties?
Well, those who already have a property or want to invest in a new a property and rent it out, Spain is very attractive because if you decide to rent it long term, so you rent it to people who will use it as their home, you have reductions between 50% up to 90%.
Okay.
So that's a reduction. So imagine if you receive a rental income of 15,000 and then you've got expenses of 5,000, your net is 10,000, you would be paying tax not on 10 but on 5.
Okay.
5,000 euros. So it's very attractive and depending on other conditions, the age or where it is located, you can reach up to 90%.
I suppose that's just a way of looking at the housing. You know, we keep hearing this thing about viviendas and then the housing as well. That's maybe a little...
Yes.
So
that people can actually, because they're all going for Airbnb, this is to that people do
that's
it.
Yeah. We've talked about that before. Now, here's the thing, because as always... we have central, and then we have, you know, and then we have the autonomous regions, which is always interesting. So there is, how does the difference between state taxation and the autonomous regions, because, you know, Andalusia, Madrid, how does that affect?
Yeah, we've always said negative things. Actually, there's good things about it, because you've got the state, which will give you the typical allowances for your personal income, because of the age, you know, if you're over 65, 75, or under children of three, or if you have got more children or whatever. You've got additional ones that are given by the regional governments that you're talking about.
Okay.
And these, most of the communities have used these, and you will find that there's deductions from the regions such for having multiple children, purchase of an electric vehicle, installation of solar panels, energy efficiency upgrades, and even deductions for the purchase of prescription eyewear. Imagine, you've got lots of things. I invite you listeners to visit our webpage. We've got a guide on this, although it's the one of 23 because the one of the year 24 hasn't come up yet. We will update it, but you will see there's many, many deductions that you can be liable for.
So basically, you either want to have good eye thing, or get an electric vehicle, or put solar panels on the house, or go off and have more children. So, it'll be the solar panels for me then. What about inheritance and gift tax? Because this is a thing, because obviously in the UK they suddenly go, inheritance tax, bam.
Yeah.
But also the situation with gifts, because it can be quite interesting in between the difference between, what's the difference between a gift and a difference between the inheritance? So, I mean, these are...
Well, I don't know if you're doing the tax, because the difference is one is you're dead and the other is you're alive.
Sorry. Okay. But, I mean, if I am in the winter of my years and I decide to give away my huge property portfolio, my fleet of untouched cars.
Well,
and I've had so many kids because of the Spanish tax, they said you get.
Well, it's the inheritance tax is a regional tax.
Right.
Okay. So first of all, you will need to find out what your community has for you.
Yep.
But basically, communities like Madrid, Balearics, and Valencia and Andalusia have exemption on both gift tax and inheritance tax for children and spouses.
Yeah.
Totally. And Andalusia, on top of it, has 1 million euros on the inheritance. Okay.
It's a total.
These are the ones which I can say 99% of the tax payable is really exempt.
Yeah.
Other regions also have it. So it's a matter of asking us or your fiscal advisor of your community what exists in your your community.
Are we going to mention my favourite tax here? Regardless fortunas, which I always think are large. okay, so a few advantages for pensioners, but what about employees? And for those, you know, are there systems in place? Are there beneficial tax systems that, or schemes that might be attractive for people still working?
Yes, they absolutely. There is. Well, for people who are living in Spain and they work outside Spain.
Right, yeah.
This time happens. People who are working on boats or ships. Exactly. There is a 60,100 deduction. That helps a lot. And then we've got also the famous Beckham scheme.
The Beckham scheme.
Yes.
Right.
This is the Beckham scheme is very, very attractive, of course.
This is for people who want to move to Spain and take up.
Yes, we've got different things now approved related to the Beckham scheme.
Right.
So first of all, is if you're going to be employed by a Spanish company, that's the same. That hasn't changed.
Right.
So let's explain what the Beckham scheme is first.
Okay. It's about non-residents coming to Spain. So it's you're not setting up your own business.
No, it is that you're a resident, okay, but you're taxed as a non-resident. What does that mean? It means that you're only taxed on the income that is generated in Spain, okay?
Yeah.
So any other income that you have outside Spain is not taxable.
So I'm moving to Spain. I'm taking up a job in Spain. I don't know, but I'm keeping my main house in the UK, or I'm keeping my boat in the UK, or something like that. So but I won't be taxed on my worldwide.
You won't be taxed on your worldwide. So until now, the Beckham scheme had only for employing people in a Spanish company. But now we have also, if you are going to work remotely from your home for a foreign company, you can move to Spain and you can teletrabajo in Spanish.
Yep.
You teletrabajar,
teleworking.
You can work remotely.
Yep.
This is related with the nomad visa that Spain has approved.
They love that title. I haven't had a town hall, Nota de Prensa, that hasn't had the word digital nomad.
Then you've also got that directors of a company, okay, now can be also apply for for the Beckham scheme. So you can be a director and you can actually own the company, and you can also have the scheme. Now, it has to be a valid activity. So you have to really have to have an economic activity.
Be a company that sits there.
No.
So, you know, sort of Giles Investments.
Yeah, or you're just invoicing your other company outside Spain.
Yeah.
Has to be that you actually have
a shell company.
And then, of course, there's this to carry out an activity as an entrepreneur,
yes,
and special economic interest for Spain. You can also do that. And my advice for these people, they need, before you move and apply to the Beckham scheme, you have to get approval from ENSA, which is a government approval, actually.
Okay.
So you have your project, and once you get your authorization, then you apply for the Beckham scheme.
Right, so don't come over here and go, right, I'm here, and now I'm at the Beckham scheme, because the ENSA might say no.
The ENSA may say no,
yeah.
And then remember that you have to apply to the Beckham scheme once on the first year you apply. Otherwise,
work. You can't say I came over 2 years ago.
One of the conditions is that you have not been in Spain for the previous 5 years. So, so you can end up being a tax resident if you don't get this document in place first.
Fine. We're going to run out of time almost.
Okay.
So is there anything else you want to say?
I don't know. I think coming to Spain is perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, just digital nomads. I mean, it just makes me laugh because that is the word that everybody's trying to. I'm sure in another sort of 2 or 3 years, we'll have another tax thing about digital nomads and the whole situation with that.
Totally.
But one other thing, just to say, is for listeners to go to SpenceClark.com because it really does. I mean, you react very quickly to these situations. The budget
exactly.
Investigator.
No, please, if you are planning to move, call and specialized personal advisors like ourselves, and we will help you tell you what to do and make your life tax-wise better.
Yes. For the rest of us, making my life and other things is so much more difficult. Claudia, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, bye.